Offside.
Underskulde. Velken vejer den östlige samhörige z region?
Ste nas pogrešali. Še vedno ne govorite kohezijsko. Projekt Govoriš kohezijsko je nazaj. Z njim pa je napočil čas, da tudi vi prestavite v višjo prestavo in končno osvojite dolgo izmikajoči se B2 nivo. Projekt financira Evropska unija. Za vsebino je odgovoren izključno izvajalec projekta Radio Študent in partner CNVOS. Vsebina ne odraža nujno stališč financerja. Evropska sedemletka, drugi del. Konec meseca julija smo na Radio Študent pripravili prvo oddajo o večletnem finančnem okviru Evropske unije za obdobje od leta 2028 do leta 2034, ki ga je predstavila Evropska komisija. V oddaji smo se posvetili predvsem prenovljeni strukturi proračuna in njegovemu drugemu stebru namenjenemu spodbujanju konkurenčnosti evropskega gospodarstva. Tokrat bomo našo pozornost preusmerili na prvo področje finančnega okvira, ki združuje sredstva za kohezijo in kmetijsko politiko. Zanje v obliki nacionalno-regionalnih partnerskih načrtov namenjenih 865 milijard evrov. Predlog predvideva skoraj 300 milijard evrov za skupno kmetijsko politiko, kar je okoli 87 milijard evrov ali 30% manj sredstev kot v trenutnem finančnem okviru. Trenutni okvir, kot vsi proračuni od leta 1999 dalje, določa delitev kmetijske politike na dva dodatna stebra, kar bo komisija ukinila z letom 2028. Prvi steber je bil v večini namenjen neposrednim plačilom kmetom, drugi pa razvoju podeželja. Evropski komisar za kmetijstvo Christof Hansen je po predstavitvi predloga dejal, da bo skoraj 300 milijardni znesek v celoti namenjen zgolj kmetijstvu in ga ne bo moč prestrukturirati za druge programske cilje, vso to pa označil za dober izid za kmete. S Hansenom se je strinjala tudi predsednica Evropske komisije Ursula von der Leyen, ki je ob predstavitvi dejala, da se bo kmetijstvo po takšnem predlogu okrepilo. Krčenje sredstev za skupno kmetijsko politiko predstavi novinar Euraktiva Jakob Wolf Wold.
The reality is that this is a big cut to farmers funding. I mean, you could argue that some of the, that, you know, for example, these plans will help more in general to build up rural areas, but then, you know, the there is less cash, so I mean the expectation is you can do less with that, right? So I mean most of the direct payments to farmers, which was the main part of the previous cap, remains, but it's basically it also had this part about rural development, which is now subsumed into mostly into other parts of these national plans. So of course it's a very controversial thing to cut down on the farmers funding, which is why von der Leyen doesn't want to broadcast that a lot and wants to be sure that, you know, she says things like farmers and regions are at the heart of our union, and she may be serious about that, but she did. It is a big cut that they're proposing for CAP, basically, though it depends a bit on what the countries do with their national plans also, right? So this is part of what you get from this new model, is that the country has some say in how to allocate. So if the country wants to, you know, fund farmers more than they want to allocate to regional development, then maybe it's not a cut for farmers.
Kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, bo od posamezne države članice odvisno, kako bo načrtovala porabo dodeljenih sredstev. Če bo na nacionalni ravni sprejela načrt, znotraj katerega namerava vložiti več v kmetijstvo kot regionalni razvoj, kmetje ne bodo občutili nikakršnega primankljaja. Komisar Hansen prav tako zagotavlja, da predstavljeni finančni okvir nikakor ne bi oškodoval delavcev v kmetijskem sektorju, čeprav jim predlog omejuje dohodek. Poslanec Herbert Dorfman, koordinator za kmetijstvo v Evropskem ljudskem parlamentu, predlog zavrača, saj ocenjuje 25% zmanjšanje. Združitev sredstev za kohezijsko in kmetijsko politiko bo države članice prisilila v bolj temeljit razmislek o načrtu porabe sredstev, kar komentira Žold Darvas, raziskovalec pri možganskem trustu Bruegel in na univerzi Corvinus v Budimpešti.
If cohesion and agriculture is combined, then you know, it could force countries or encourage countries for a more strategic thinking. And and prepare a more comprehensive plan without overlaps. Because even currently, in the current EU budget, some agriculture policy, for example, aims to foster rural development, which is somewhat similar to what also cohesion policy aims to achieve, because one goal of cohesion policy is to help regions to prosper, and also rural development also have the same goal. So if the two main instruments are under the same roof, then this might foster avoiding overlaps and a more strategic thinking. So I think the main idea is right, but I'd also see some risks here, not particularly to the aspect that cohesion and agriculture policy would be merged. I think that's a more acceptable solution, but that this funding would be based on these national and regional partnership plans. And in fact, the experience of the recovery and resilience facility makes me cautious, because for those facility, EU countries prepared completely different plans. Those plans were not comparable. It was not known how much value is created for European money. Moreover, those plans mostly focused on spending the money and unfortunately not on achieving results. At the same time, the Commission has a major role, a much more strengthened role in managing and administering the Recovery and Resilience Facility, because it helped countries to design their national plans, then it evaluated those plans, it made proposals for the Council for approval, it was also responsible for evaluating the overall impacts of the Recovery and Resilience Facility. So it's very much concentrated power in the hands of the European Commission.
Kot izpostavi Darvas, bo imela Evropska komisija še bolj izrazito vlogo pri odločanju, kam bo odtekal denar, saj bo izoblikovane načrte držav članic preverjala in usklajevala s pričakovanji Unije. Proces predstavi Wolf Wold.
Each country now will submit a plan to the Commission of how they want to spend the money, but also what kind of reforms they want to make in the regions and in the country. And then they basically negotiate this plan with the European Commission. And in the end, once it's approved with the Commission, then they get the money. So this is sort of, it's a tool to make sure that all the cash is helping with European priorities. But of course, this is very unpopular with the regions, because until now, they've been interacting more directly with Brussels. But now basically, Brussels will negotiate with the states, and then the states in the end set up this plan and administer. So this is why this is one of the big reasons why this is very controversial. And it also lets Brussels use the money more as leverage to make countries implement EU reforms, basically.
Omenjeno pogajanje z organom EU je dvignilo največ prahu znotraj kmetijskih združenj, katerih člani so minuli mesec protestirali v Bruslju. Med drugim so naglasili nenehno prizadevanje Unije za nadzor, ki ne upošteva povsem različne potrebe kmetij. Načrtovanje kmetijstva na nacionalni ravni je težavno predvsem, ker ne predvideva regionalnih razlik. Združenja tako opozarjajo, da so znotraj finančnega okvira nujne bistvene spremembe, saj bi lahko premajhno vlaganje v kmetijstvo onemogočilo spopadanje z rastočimi izzivi. Med drugim bi to negativno vplivalo tudi na prehransko varnost na celini. Kljub rastočim okoljskim izzivom, komisar Hansen napoveduje opustitev dobrih kmetijskih in okoljskih pogojev znotraj standardov Evropske unije. Namen teh je doseči čim bolj trajnostno kmetijstvo z ohranjanjem zemljišč v dobrem stanju. Odgovornost opredelitve minimalnih trajnostnih praks bo tako po novem v domeni posamezne države članice. Novi koncept upravljanja kmetij vključuje minimalni okoljsko in socialno pogojenost. Poleg tega spremembe znotraj predstavljenega finančnega okvirja predvidevajo bolj ustrezno razporeditev sredstev. Poudarek bi bil predvsem na mladih kmetih, katerim bi namenili zvišan minimalni znesek neposrednih plačil z 3 na 6%. Kljub temu Darvas ugotavlja, da se kriteriji za dodelitev sredstev na državnem nivoju ne bodo preveč spremenili v primerjavi s trenutnim finančnim okvirom.
The cross-country allocation does not differ much from allocations in the current multi-annual financial framework. And one reason for that is that, according to the Commission's proposal, no country could get less than 80%, but it obtained in the current multi-annual financial framework, and no country could get more than 105% of what they obtained currently. So clearly there is this range which severely limits of the changes compared to the current MFF. Now, we looked at this expression, the new indicators which the Commission uses, and you know there are some differences, but again, you know, the differences are not that much. For example, in the previous allocation, unemployment was an indicator in allocating part of cohesion funds, but in the new version, unemployment is not included as an indicator. Instead, you know, an indicator related to at risk of poverty in rural areas is included. So this is a new indicator which will be used by the according to the new methodology.
A združevanje obeh prejločenih skladov skrbi nekatere države članice, ki menijo, da bodo s tem, ko se denar steka v prestolnice, zanemarjeni regionalne potrebe in cilji. Prav iz teh razlogov načrtu nasprotujejo Poljska, Španija, Italija in več kot 10 drugih držav. Predvidena združitev sredstev namenjenih kohezijski in kmetijski politiki se na prvi pogled kaže kot smiselna poteza. Komisija jo namreč utemeljuje z dejstvom, da bo en skupni sklad državam članicam omogočal večjo fleksibilnost in olajšal birokratske postopke. Vendar se že zdaj, kot izpostavljajo kmetijska združenja, znotraj načrta kažejo številne pomankljivosti, ki bi lahko imele ravno nasproten vpliv. Prav tako bi skupno kmetijska kohezijska sredstva države lahko nemoteno preusmerile za namene obrambe oziroma bolje rečeno oboroževanja. Offside je dokončala Iman, temelje je postavil Tim. Oddaja je nastala v okviru projekta Govoriš kohezijsko lokalno, ki ga podpira Evropska komisija. Mnenja podana v oddaji ne odražajo mnenja Evropske komisije, ki pa tudi ne odgovarja za uporabo informacij navedenih v oddaji.
Radio Študent.